And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday, the 29th of April, 2014. It's the birthday of the poet C.P. Kavafi, born in Alexandria, Egypt, 1863. Lived in Alexandria almost his entire life, in an apartment just above a brothel, across the street from a church and a hospital. It's the birthday of the editor Robert Gottlieb, born New York City, 1931. In 1957, he was a young editor at Simon & Schuster when the company was in turmoil, nobody seemed to be in charge, and he received a manuscript for a book called Catch 18 by Joseph Heller. Gottlieb thought it was brilliant, and he and Heller went to work on the book. Gottlieb taped pieces of the manuscript and Heller's handwritten notes all over his office walls and desk, rearranging passages of it. One day he heard that the novelist Leon Uris was about to publish a book called Mila 18, and that's how Catch 18 became Catch 22. Came out in 1961, sold more than 1 million copies. Robert Gottlieb, who said, "I have fixed more sentences than most people have read in their lives." It's the birthday of the man who said, "It don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing," Duke Ellington, born Edward Kennedy Ellington in Washington, 1899. His father had a well-paid job as a butler. His mother dressed him in fancy clothes, and so the boy's friends gave him the nickname Duke. He taught himself to play the piano. He said, "I never had much interest in the piano until I realized that every time I played, a girl would appear on the piano bench to my left and another to my right." In the 1930s, Ellington's band toured Europe. They were joyfully received in France, the Netherlands, Norway, Sweden, Denmark. His autobiography was Music Is My Mistress, in which he said, "Jazz is a good barometer of freedom. In its beginnings, the United States spawned certain ideals of freedom and independence through which, eventually, jazz was evolved. And the music is so free that many people say it is the only unhampered, unhindered expression of complete freedom yet produced in this country." Here's a poem for today by Scott Owens entitled Rails. Every child should have one, a pair, really, a matched set apart, just the right width, so that one foot pressed against each one leaves you stretched out about as far as you can go, unable to move, feeling almost trapped, almost actually in danger. And every child should walk them as if that's what they were intended for, leading out of town, around the curve, along the river, revealing the backsides of people's homes, clotheslines and refuse, the yards you weren't supposed to see. And every child should learn to balance atop the railhead without the constant unsightly tipping from side to side, should be able to step exactly the distance between the ties, consistently, almost marching without kicking up ballast. And every child should have a bridge they go under to hide and look at dirty magazines and smoke cigarettes and place coins on the rails to flatten and see if this could be the one to cause the train to leap the tracks. And every child should know the lonely, distant sound of late-night travel when bad dreams have kept them awake, wondering where they come from, what they bring or take, and where, when it's all done, they might return and call home. A poem by Scott Owens entitled Rails, from For One Who Knows How to Own Land, published by Future Cycle Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Lumosity.com, a brain training program designed by neuroscientists that has been used by 50 million people worldwide. More at Lumosity.com. Produced by Joy Biles, assistance by Teresa Burgess. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.